For years in Cedar Rapids, the name Wellington Heights has been a byword for drugs, crime, and gang affiliations. So it was no surprise that when a new police administration made a public push to improve safety in the neighborhood, it came in the form of a substation.
Well, in my opinion, the true picture is things are changing.
Terry Bilsland is president of the Wellington Heights Neighborhood Association. He's sort of the community's unofficial watchdog. He and his wife have lived here for 40 years. They raised their 5 kids in this neighborhood, and nobody's seen more police strategies come and go. So far, he gives the substation good marks.
The crime rate is down. There are less arrests made, but some of the arrests that have been made are very key arrests that have made a difference in what's going on in the neighborhood. The officers are handling things a little different than they did years ago. And I think that has an effect on how people feel about the neighborhood.
Bilsland says he knows substations are designed partly to make neighbors feel safer. They're a symbol of police presence, even if budget restrictions mean this one isn't routinely staffed after 5 p.m. But he says they've also got a larger goal, build relationships between police and residents. For Isaiah Jones, who's been involved in neighborhood outreach programs since he moved here from Chicago, the picture doesn't look good for Wellington Heights.
I've seen the community change, for the worse. It's going to a Chicago-type mentality. Because I'm starting to see guys post up on the corner and hang out here. And let me see a crowd of people just hanging around, even if they're not selling drugs. This is the beginning of their drug sale. This is how they do. First they start hanging out. They start having girls come over. Girls bring more guys. Guys bring more money, and so on and so forth.
Jones develops neighborhood programs with Randy Day, a parole officer who's worked out of Wellington Heights for over a decade. Day says the real challenge for any substation is that no city can simply arrest its way out of a pervasive cycle of crime.
The problems kind of move around down here. Maybe there'll be a couple problem houses or drug houses on a particular block, and we hear about it from the neighbors. The police are informed. People end up getting arrested, and then it moves to another block. You know, it's kind of like a chess game.
That's a reality Lieutenant Chuck Meeks, the officer in charge of the substation, knows all too well.
We can arrest every young, disorderly person running around on the street, not far from here in a problem-riddled neighborhood. But if we don't look at some of the underlying causes as to why they're idle with nothing to do and why they're out on the street as much and not being supervised by parents and things of that nature, we may not stop it. It may just be putting your finger in the leaking dam, so to speak.
But Minks points to real progress in the neighborhood. He says the substation's been a base camp for community meetings, and that's not only gotten more people involved, it may have also helped bring down the area's crime rate. According to Minks, the most serious offenses like attempted homicide, sexual abuse, and burglary are all down at least 30% since this time last year. But in the long run, the real test will be how well the city can build trust in a community that's long felt left behind. That's a big job for a small station, and Officer Minks admits it can get overwhelming.
We've really just done a drop in the bucket, I think. It's noticeable. People see it and they realize, in addition to the patrolling that's being done in the surrounding neighborhoods, this is just a kind of a place for us to kind of say, hey, this is ours, and we're here, and we're in the middle of what's going on here, and we're not going to leave.
This September will mark 1 year of operations for the Wellington Heights substation. In Cedar Rapids, I'm Kate Wells, Iowa Public Radio News.